Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talking Dates.
Your own personal Jesus.
Look at the horizon. It probably looks like a straight line. My guest today is Ray from the original Flat Earth Australia. Don't let the name throw you off. Today's discussion will touch on geocentrism, data interpretation, and the ability to question. Please welcome Ray. My guest today is Ray from the original Flat Earth Australia. So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your group?
Well, we started off with about five in our group. Now we're down to two. Basically, it's just me running it now, and it gets tough. You know, everyone's got full-time jobs, and the idea is not really kind of the type of thing that you want to discuss with people, because we didn't realize how much backlash we would get when we first started about 4 years ago. And we started a page maybe about 2 years ago and had a YouTube channel, which was shut down. And we thought, well, stop that. And now we just kind of talk about it when people want to talk about it. And we post a few memes here and there and some research we've done. And that's about it, really. I mean, you can tell people you believe in a tooth fairy that believe that over the flat earth any day. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and we don't have a problem with that. But, you know, we've learned to cope with it.
And I guess, could you give the listeners a bit of background on some of the principles on which the group is set? I guess, first of all, it questions the idea that the Earth is a globe. Is there anything additional to that?
Well, we all started off as globe believers, and that's people don't really find that, the people find that hard to grasp. I mean, we don't wake up in the morning thinking, hey, you know, today's a good day to be a flat earth. What do you think? Yeah, let's be flat earthers today and cop a lot of slack from people. But no, I mean, I've studied science for years, and I was into the globe, and I've got all the documentaries, and I've studied them inside out until the idea was kind of questioned to me by a mate of mine years ago. And he goes, man, he goes, have you heard all this hype about this flat earth? And I was like, flat earth? What are you talking about? Flat earth? He goes, yeah. He goes, just check it up. I was like, yeah, okay. 6 months later, my mate goes, did you try that? Did you check up this flat earth thing? I go, nah, man. I go, sounds ridiculous. I go, how is it flat earth? You know, there's space and there's this and there's, you know, people have got pictures. He goes, just check it up. I go, okay. Anyway, long story short, I looked into it and I was like, wow. You know, I looked into it actually, and I looked into it pretty in depth. And I thought, you know, maybe we do live on a motionless plane, you know? I mean, the term flat earth is kind of, it's been blown out of proportion as well, because it's a geocentric model that we believe in, which is the ancients' belief, and not so much the ancients. I mean, around the same time they came out with the globe, they also did state that the Earth was the actual center of the universe. But now they say that the actual sun is the center of the universe and that the Earth rotates around the sun. But geocentrism basically is what we believe. But flat earthers have taken that and ran with it and labeled it as a flat earth, but it is actually a motionless plane that we live on, and that everything rotates around the earth, not the other way around, as we've been taught in school.
What was the most compelling evidence for you when you were learning about this?
I mean, it was strange. I mean, we're all on the beaches, and you look out, and you can see the horizons straight. It's a straight line. Not only that, I mean, you look to your right, it's a straight line. To your left, it's a straight line. Behind you, it's straight. I mean, if it was a ball, you would see a dip, at least somewhere. I mean, we've all taken flights overseas in the state, and there is nothing. There is no curvature. There is no ball. I mean, anyone that's done even up to year five, as we say in Australia, in mathematics, you know that you can't live on a sphere. You can't even, I mean, anyone trains at the gym knows that you can't balance on that ball for long enough. You know what I mean? And you can't build anything on a sphere. I mean, you ring up, you know, Sydney. I mean, I'm from Sydney. You ring up Sydney Trains, and I have. And I told them, like, do you account for curvature? Because there's an actual Pythagorean chart that accounts for curvature, which tells you that every 1 mile, you square the mile, there has to be 8 inches of curvature. And they had no idea what I was talking about. I was passed on from operator to operator, and I've got that on recording. They had no idea. They go, what are you talking about? What curvature? You know, I go, because when you build the tracks, like every 1 mile squared, there should be 8 inches of dip. But we don't know. We just make sure that the tracks are flat, laid in a straight line, no bumps, no curvatures, so our trains run smoothly. So, I mean, that's another thing, too. There's a lot of things. I mean, when you think about it, you don't live on a ball. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, people can refute me, that's fine. People can say I'm wrong, that's fine, too. I mean, you believe you live on a ball, that's fine. I mean, I believe that, too, for a long time. But it's impossible. It's impossible. And everything that holds on to, everything that the ball grips to is gravity. You take away that, you know, there's no ball left. And they can't even prove that. They've told you recently they've came up with the gravitational waves and they've proved that, but that's just a diagram that they showed you. They can't even prove it. Even astrophysics, so you got Neil deGrasse Tyson on his interviews when they ask him, because we're not exactly sure how that works. I mean, they don't know. There's a lot of things they don't know, and there's a lot of things flat earthers don't know either. And we don't have all the questions to everything. You know, people go, well, where's the edge? Who said there was an edge? And it's like saying, well, where's the end of the ball? You know, where's the ball start? Where's the end? You know, there's no photos of the ball or the flat earth. There is no photos of Earth. That's a full stop. I mean, every picture they have from the space, from the so-called, you know, international spaceships is all composite CGI. And that's not my words. That's NASA's words, because they're the ones that own the rights to that. And you go on their website, and they tell you the exact same thing. I mean, these are not flat earth talk or, you know, hollow earth talk or whoever it is. That's them telling you, you know.
And you mentioned it earlier. Just how hard is it to hold and share some of these ideas? I mean, with family, friends?
It's very hard, Steve. No, I don't talk to anybody. I mean, you came across and you messaged me, and I'm happy to do interviews, and thanks for having us on the show and on your podcast, and I hope it works for you. But we don't really discuss that. I mean, people look at you like you're weird. People look at you like you're strange, you know, because that's what happens when the mind can be programmed, and that's the whole beauty of it, you can call, or the downfall of it. I mean, the thing is, when you're trained to learn something and you don't want to change your opinion, then you're stuck. I mean, you got to be open-minded with things. I mean, people say they're open-minded, but then that's your real test. Would you look into that? And people sit there and they tell you, oh, no, we live on a ball, man. You're wrong. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And you go, okay, well, tell me how the ball works. Then you hear crickets, you know? And you got to give it up to all these flat earthers now, because people are actually doing their research to how the globe works. People don't even know. Then you get to the person, I can say, you believe in a ball? They go, yeah, man, we live on a ball, dude. You're crazy. I'm like, that's fair enough. I'm crazy. So how far is the sun? Then people want to ask you, well, then how does the moon work on your flat earth? How does the sun work? Well, don't worry about how it works on the flat earth. You tell me how it works on your belief system. On what you believe, you tell me how it works. And again, you hear crickets. So if people want to refute you, but they don't know what they believe. So how are you going to tell me, you know, what I believe is wrong, but yet you don't know what to believe? You just, oh, well, I was taught that, man. And then you got the other ones who are like, well, what difference does it make, man? It's not going to make any difference. Well, to me, it does make a lot of difference. You know, it's like whether your kids believe in Santa or not. You know, if they believe in Santa, you know, you got to get up, you know, Christmas Eve, get the presents ready, you know, and get all the decorations and pretend that Santa came. Well, that's the same thing. They've stolen your minds. You know, that they've lied to you.
And can you tell us a little bit about how your group interacts with groups from overseas, for example?
From overseas?
Does your group...
interact a lot with other flat earthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we interact with other flat earthers. But even the flat earth, I mean, when we got in 4 years ago, there was a lot more people doing experiments and research. But now it's been infiltrated, I think. I think there's been a lot of people who've come in, I don't know whether you want to call them, you know, as part of the psychological operation to kind of make flat earthers look dumb, because there's some people who put a misinformation out there and tell you that, you know, that the earth is a disc in outer space, and, you know, and you see them lamb memes where they show the eclipse of a flat earth where it just looks like a straight ruler across the moon. Well, we don't believe that, you know. We don't believe that the earth is on a turtle's back or it's in outer space, you know. We believe that the earth is on Earth. Basically, it's here, it's on the land, it's a motionless plane, you know, it's not a ball, it's not rotating, it's not in space, you know, and everything else revolves and rotates around the sun, around the Earth. So.
And where can people find out more about the original Flat Earth Australia?
Well, we got the webpage, we got the Facebook page, it's called the original Flat Earth Australia. So if you want to check out our memes, you got any questions, you can message us, you can call us, you can interview us, we're happy to do anything.
And as long as it's civil and respectful. As long as it's civil and respectful.
Yes, please, because, yes, please, Steve. Because we do, we get people to start off conversations with us, hey, you stupid, you know, C, hey, you stupid, you know, F word, hey, you stupid. It's like, well, you know, regardless, I mean, we're all different. I mean, we're all Australians, but yet we all got different opinions and beliefs about things. I mean, if you're going to start off an argument like that, or you're going to start off a conversation about anything with anyone, like that. I mean, it just shows a lot about who you are, not about what I believe, you know. But people say that. I mean, you got Brian Cox who goes up on TV and says, you know, flat earth are the most insane, ridiculous people in the world. You know, it's the most insane ideology anyone can have. It's like, well, if it's such an insane ideology, why are you even speaking about it? I mean, as Australians, we know that we don't believe in something. We don't really discuss it. We're like, okay, that's fair enough. That's each to their own, you know. But everyone's taking a bash at it. Even Obama took a bash at it. And that's when you got a question. When politicians take a bash at something, it's like, okay, well, when you look at it, the education system comes from the government. Well, are you lying about something? You know, have you got something to hide? And you got the Antarctica Treaty is a good thing to look up as well. You know, we don't believe Antarctica is a continent. You know, we all carry smartphones, and you look into your smartphone for Antarctica, and it says no search. You want to check out the time zone there, and it says there's nothing. Nothing comes up. So why is that? If it's a continent, you should have a time zone. But then you got, you know, your loudmouths and go, oh, well, it's got the entire time zone. Well, okay, if it's got that, then it should still have a time zone. You know, if you go, well, it's got the New Zealand time zone. Okay, well, it should still come up. But it doesn't come up. You got a smartphone, when you get off, or whoever's listening to this, punch it into your clock. We all got the clocks in the world clock. Antarctica should come up. It will say no search. You know? So Antarctica, I think, we've been lied to. It's not a continent. It could be an ice wall. I mean, some flat earthers are real kind of hardcore about that being the ice wall. You know, I believe it could be. Could be ice mountains. Who knows? We don't know. You know, they got an Antarctica Treaty, which has been the longest lasting treaty in world history. You know, and how many countries? I think it is 42 countries. And they say, oh, it's for scientific research. Okay, but they got military bases all around Antarctica. And we know there's only military bases either to an entrance to a place or an exit, like on frontiers, borders, and whatnot. So is there more continents beyond these ice falls? There may be. I mean, I don't know. Anything's questionable. But the thing is, we won't be getting any answers anytime soon. That's how I see it.
We'll have to leave it there. Ray, thanks very much for joining us on Talking Deets.
Not a problem, Steve. Anytime, anything you need, give me a call. You got my number. Any of your listeners want to follow our page on The Original Flat Earth Australia, by all means, do so. Anyone wants to get in touch with us, do so as well. We're more than happy to talk to anybody about any of the topics.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned because TalkingDeets.com will be up and running shortly.
Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.